This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not for the first time, we note on this program that this crisis is laying bare some of the fundamental flaws in this economy, specifically for us in this instant, how the underrepresented are being affected more deeply by it. Here is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Craig Falcon. I am from the Blackfeet tribe in Browning, Montana. My Blackfeet name is Sabina Maka, which means night gun. I own and operate Night Gun Consulting. It covers consulting in different areas of cultural education. Most of my contracts come from off the reservation. All of my contracts, since the country shut down, have all been canceled. My business accounts are entering the zero mark. If we have a second wave, I feel my business will totally go under. I'm lucky that I built up a good savings and I'm pretty self-sufficient living out in the country. We have several jobs around here. We have the hospital. We have the treatment center. We have the forestry department, the wildland fire department. We have a tribal grocery store, a tribal hotel, and a tribal casino. We also have tourism businesses. Unemployment on the reservation stands between, I'd say, over 60% unemployment. And this was before the virus. Now that the virus has shut everything down, our unemployment rate is around 85-90%. The state of Montana opened up phase one in May 15th, but the tribe decided to stay closed, to keep our borders closed until further notice, until we have more scientific information that there is no giant second wave coming. That's because if you look at the Spanish flu, hit in one wave, then the second wave was six times greater than the first wave. And Native Americans were four times above the national rate to die of Spanish flu. That's a really scary fact.
That was Craig Falcon. He's on the Blackfeet Reservation in Browning, Montana. Tell us, would you, about your economy, about how things are going? You can do that at marketplace.org.